Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Okerson.
Sup?
This week in studio with the Halloweeny contest, we have three contestants. Lisa Ann comes in to help judge.
Dude, you're so excited to see dicks.
Oh, my God. I've been salivating about dick all day. Oh,
my God. That's you just can't wait to kiss peckers.
I'm like, shaved everything in case it gets naughty.
It's going to get naughty.
Yeah, costumes. Honey Bunny comes back in.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a fun episode.
Pull your dicks out now and start stroking them for us.
We might even touch dicks.
We might.
You never know.
Yeah, start now. Start edging.
We do it every single Wednesday and every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You could have heard this episode 5 days earlier and commercial free.
This is turning Shannon on so much.
At GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the code SDR. Get 20% off. Here it is right now.
My voice gets her.
The Halloweeny episode.
Of the SDR. This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me the tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Jay looks angry all of a sudden.
You're nonsense. These are sick in my ear.
It just looked like you got so agitated so quickly, Jay.
It was my ear. Everything you said before we started. And Lisa jumped heavy on your side. I hated it.
But because she thinks that I look decent, right?
It's not that.
What is it?
You look fantastic.
Thank you, Lisa Ann. I saw you
on a Zoom, but I haven't seen you in person.
Yeah, I did your show a couple of weeks ago. And well, let's start the show first. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll
show. We can talk about your running addiction.
I am Ralph Sutton with me in studio, Big J Okerson, and very happy to have Lisa Ann back on the show, who hosts Monday Night Football at HQKONY every Monday at 8 p.m. Thank you for coming in and doing this with us.
You got it. It's great to see everybody in person. It's so exciting to be back in studios for real and living somewhat of a life.
Yeah, I also like that she's on team. Ralph is in decent shape right now, and Jay does not like it.
You are in decent shape.
But you seem like you want to shit on me.
I don't know the whole thing. You know what's funny? Your old radio partner,
Melissa Kroenke.
Lovely Melissa Kroenke. Wrote something today that's it was profound when she said it. She goes, you posted your stupid fucking run horse shit of the day. And underneath she goes, you know what I miss, Ralph? You being like fun or funny on Facebook. And you're like, yeah. I'm like, your cornball movie reviews were better than, why don't you just do it? What's the posting
I'll tell you why.
For?
If you listen to my other show, you would understand having accountability, whether it's just something you put in your own mind, has a lot to do with sticking with
it. I'm glad you said it here so somebody would hear it.
Yeah, that's what it is. And also, by the way, for every time you shit on me for my runs and making fun of me, I get about 20 or 30 people that email me and say that I inspired them to start running, so go fuck yourself.
I will second the go fuck yourself, and I will say this every year because you'll leave this world before we world because we're so healthy. We will celebrate fucking hard on your birthday with strippers, and they'll
be
screaming your name.
Yeah,
we'll pour one
out
for you.
Oh, Ralph, he'll be the lonely guy living in
a
fucking apartment.
So I want to, you know, we haven't done these in a while. Before we get into everything that's going on tonight.
I went for my run today.
Yeah, that's why I feel a little under the weather. I did run in the rain. I ran in the rain
run
yesterday.
Run stats, by the way.
You
I
did?
Masturbated to his
no,
stats.
Nope.
Yes, I did.
Complete bullshit.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Complete horseshit.
I'm
waiting for it tomorrow. I worry about the weather. When it's not nice out, I'm like, am I going to get those run stats? Am I going to get those?
Shannon,
I'm playing basketball like a man.
That I can't play basketball with you because I know Dylan plays with you, right?
Yeah.
And Bobby plays. I can't play because I'm 6'5". There is a certain expectation of me being
athletics.
At least decent, and I don't. My 5'7" brother beats me in basketball.
But come on, I'm going to die before you. Play basketball with
I'll play you after you die.
I'll play basketball with you. I have a court at my place.
I have a court at my place, Lisa. I'm not going to play basketball against you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play basketball against you. It's going to be awkward and humiliating for you.
I'll
for
tape who? Up my boobs, don't worry.
You'll take what?
I'll tape them up so that you don't.
I thought you said I'll take off my boobs. I'm like, don't get extreme.
God, I wish I could do that. I wish
remove
I could
those titties
take
before.
Take them off. You know, when I was a kid, there was a Barbie that they took off the market, but you used to be able to turn her arm and her boobs got bigger, and then you could reverse
really?
It and they got, so, oh, it was the best thing ever. It was like my dream life that you could have great boobs when you wanted to be out and about.
What doll
when
was
you wanted
this?
To go running, it was a Barbie.
Really?
Yeah, it's worth a ton of money now if you can get your
look
hands on one.
Look that up.
Barbie with pump boobs.
Barbie weekend
pump
big tits? Barbie weekend big tits, I think is what it was.
Malibu Barbie.
Didn't they? I mean, you do the guys that have the penises with a penis pump.
I've worked with a guy with a penis
so
pump.
So why
yep.
can't they do that for boobies?
Sure. Have you really?
Yep. They put it right in one of the ball sacks and he just pumps it up.
Because he wouldn't be able to get a boner at all.
He's squeezing his ball sack?
Yes. That's where they put it. I mean, it makes most sense.
I guess it makes
you don't
sense.
Want it
it's
somewhere
like a
on your body.
Pump.
Yeah. It's like the Reebok pump.
I found the commercial.
Oh my God. Really?
Commercial.
This is amazing.
Meet new growing up Skipper. She's two dolls in one.
Skipper.
When you turn her arm, you can make her change instantly from a little
oh,
girl.
Oh, that
to
is
tall,
fucking awesome.
Doll,
that's
yo, you think
wild.
I'm shitting you? This is my generation right here. This is what I grew up with.
That's
I could
great.
Pump up the boobs, and then you take them down when she wants to go with her friends.
Would you take that power if it only also worked solely on your arm being lifted and rotated?
For sure. For right, sure. Yeah. Right.
That's pretty wild.
Why not?
Oh, Shannon, I like
that commercial. When was that from?
'70s.
It said in '75.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, '75.
Remember, I'm old.
I was born in '77. I'm old too.
Bless your heart. I was born in '72 and I already had Barbies by '75.
I was born in '69 because no, sure. I'm the oldest guy here. Pow!
And looks damn. So fit and fresh.
And run stats that make
Lisa has
Lisa Ann masturbate.
Lisa Ann has a Brett Favre like, a Tom Brady like pornography career. It's been amazing. Killing
sure
it.
Has
decades.
Decades, man. Decades.
Do me a favor, Shannon, really quickly. Hit the first, please.
What's happening?
What?
Not the first. Sorry, not the first. I fucked up. I'm sorry. I had a drink already. I mean, Dick Tales. Sorry.
Let's go through here. This will be a best of.
You got some. You got a little ass.
No.
The best of real me.
Isn't this about that usually? Woo.
You know that my dating life exists primarily by meeting chicks on Facebook or Instagram. That's how I do it.
No dating apps?
I'm called solely.
I don't do well on dating apps.
Okay.
I'm too
no,
old.
He doesn't know if he does well on dating apps.
I do. I have them no, all. I have them all.
He does it to find people to stalk, and then he goes and finds them on
that
Facebook.
It doesn't work anymore. The trick doesn't work anymore. Probably because of me.
Does it seem more personal on Facebook?
Yeah, they're less guarded. Less guarded. You know, like, yeah, some dude, we have common friends. That's all.
No, he's,
no worries.
It's part of his beginning of his duping. Do you know what I mean? He comes in, he's like, oh, I didn't happen to see you on a thing. We yeah. had a common friend. It's
yeah. So it's like you're doing the statistical research, but you don't want to land in their busy box because the right. girls that are on dating apps, I know this from my girlfriends that stayed with me over the summer, I would look through their apps and they had
so many,
so
messages.
Many messages. I mean, it's right. overwhelming. It's like yeah. a part-time job.
And now just some dude on Facebook is like, hey, what's up? Hey, we have common friends.
So
how you doing? Right?
Yeah.
So I met this very pretty girl. She lived in London, right? But we started texting, DMing back and forth. And then I said, hey, if you're ever in New York, just hit me up. That's all, right? I get a message just a couple of, wow, a bunch of people walking in the studio. You got,
yeah, there's going to be nudity in the
that's
place.
Right. I get a message from her a couple of days ago. I'm in New York. Would you like to have dinner? I was like, oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Let's have dinner. And she says, pick a place outside, please. I want to sit outside. I'm like, all right, I get it. These days, I know a lot of people. Like one of my best friends, Paul, will not eat inside, even though he's vaccinated. He does not want to eat inside. So I made a reservation. We sit outside yesterday, and even though it's covered, it starts to rain a little bit. And I say, we should probably move inside before it gets bad. And she goes, oh, I can't. I'm not vaccinated. And it led to a huge argument about her calling me a sheep. And, you know, she believes in every fucking conspiracy theory. But we had already ordered the food.
Mm-hmm.
So we just sat in a very uncomfortable dinner and finished it. And then I went home.
What'd you talk about while you ate?
Nothing really.
Dead silence.
Not silence, but like.
That's so awkward.
What do you say is you'd be chewing, you'd be like, so, you're bad shit.
Yeah, I mean,
what's
I
that about?
I know that you bring it.
I think
know,
I would have gotten takeout. I would have just said, give me both the meals. Yeah. Fuck her, because you're paying, right?
I know, I did. I did. Pay.
I would have said.
Me there, so I didn't pay for the Uber, at least, but.
I would have said, give me both meals, two go, one bag. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Wow,
oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God, it was such an uncomfortable.
And burn thing. These forks she touched. She's unvaccinated.
But it just sucked because then I wasted like a whole evening. You know, I just didn't go home in a bad mood and just sucked.
Not just the whole evening. How long have you been talking to
yeah,
her?
Yeah, it just sucks. You know, just
to whack off.
No, I was more pissed. I'm just angry.
No, yeah. Angry.
An
sex?
Angry whack.
No, just angry.
A little angry whack?
No angry whack.
I little thought it was going to happen, but it didn't happen.
No.
Angry whack?
No, I didn't do an angry whack.
Oh, those are the best ones, dude. It's when you really spread your legs on a bed.
I don't jerk off in the bed ever. I jerk off in the bathroom, like in the shower or something like that.
The shower's weird
There's
for dudes,
never
I think,
a time in the
do.
Bed?
Not just jerk off? No, I don't.
Oh my
is it
God.
Because of the mess? Or
it's
is
the
it...
mess. I have to get up and go, you know, oh carry God. It to the bathroom.
The terrible things I do in hotel.
I don't want to do it.
God, hotels bedrooms. Are the best.
Look out, fucking Arcade Hotel in Cleveland, Ohio this
sorry
weekend.
I'm this interaction played out so poorly. Was this a transfer to Facebook and that's how you started
it was Facebook.
Talking?
No, that was direct Facebook.
Was this a trans person?
It was a trans Facebook trans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. I met her. I don't even remember where.
How did she land in this? You know, we're
I
supposed
you know,
to be
we
so
didn't get
strict.
We didn't get into the conversations at all about any of that.
Did anybody check you at the airport?
Well,
I mean,
as someone who just came back from Spain.
Give me a taste of the back and forth.
When?
From you saying... She says, I can't go inside.
Let me just say one thing to Lisa Ann. I just came back from Spain. And they made me fill out all these forms and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody checked anything. Nobody checking anything anywhere right now.
No, at JFK, I flew back from Turkey during the pandemic. And I had to go through all of this. Had to have a fresh test. Had to have it all with me. Go to baggage. I'm like, where's the motherfucker that's going to ask
nothing.
You for all this shit?
Nothing.
And social distancing at baggage? Forget about it. Everybody's right up behind you.
Crazy.
You're like,
so
all right.
I was holding about 10 forms with me that no one needed. So I will tell you. The beginning, the first 5 minutes, was nice conversation. We're sitting outside, and then it started to drizzle a little bit. I was like, oh, we should probably go inside, and then that happened. And then I'm like, well, what do you mean, not vaccinated? She goes, well, I'm not a, I forget, like, not a sheep. I don't believe it. And then she starts spewing all the fucking, I don't trust Fauci.
No, zero back and forth before she jumps from one
jumped
to the other.
Right into it.
She never gave a chance to talk, even.
Nothing.
She said, oh, I didn't get it because I'm not a sheep, and Fauci this,
and also
blah,
I don't
blah,
trust
blah.
Fauci. And I said, really? And I'm trying to get involved. And she got just fucking angry. I said, all right, look, we ordered our food. Let's just eat, you know, agree to disagree and move on. And it just was a very uncomfortable dinner. I said, all right, nice meeting you. And I went home. And
I would have handled that very differently. Nice.
I also
it?
Know the restaurant. I don't want to make a fucking issue there. You know, like I know those people.
Lisa would have pulled her dick out and said, "This, I didn't pull this out for air, bitch.
I would unstrap that shit from the duct tape that's holding it down right now and brought that up. But I will say this. Now we know red flag is when people only want to be outside.
Right. Well,
that's
I thought,
now
I disagree,
you know.
Though. No, because one of my best friends will only eat outside.
This is Paul.
Paul, because he takes it super seriously. Good memory. Thank you, Lisa Ann. So anyway, it just...
Paul's a real dork.
Paul, message to you from your friend, Lisa Ann. I'm sure we've had a moment together before. I may not have been there, but I was truly there with you. I want you to say, stop watching the fucking news and get out and go inside.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Listen to that, nerd.
Puss.
That's that girl you keep
is
beating
Paul
your dick
single?
To just said that
no,
to you.
Paul's married with two kids.
Oh, darn. Yeah. I'd tempt him with an indoor date.
Oh.
I'll tell you, he's going to listen to you saying that sentence on loop while he beats off to her porn.
I did Lisa Ann's podcast. Was it like 2 months ago now?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And we did this segment where I read emails that men send to her to like try and do what I imagine... It's not that far off some of them from what
I've done
I do.
I've done the same.
You know, you DM, you DM girls. And I just felt like, goddamn, men are idiots. Like, as I was reading, I was like, God damn it, we're all so stupid.
You do the exact same thing.
Not as bad. Not as bad.
But not 1,000 times a week. Like
no,
I
well, maybe 50.
No. Listen, it's one of my favorite things in the world. If you look at, like, Instagram model, like,
reading the comments.
That's
all you want.
Because it's just like, oh, looking good, baby. It's like just with someone you don't know at all. It's just so weird.
Or where you live, mama. Or
yeah,
come
well,
over,
definitely,
baby.
But even just on the lowest level of just, like, it goes, God, I love the weather or where you're at always looks so great. Just like some like familiarity thing. You're
I
like,
love it. Ugh. I love it. But, you know, you got to give a guy a shot. I give him credit for taking shots.
No.
I really do.
Fuck that.
It's
I'm
weird,
the backboard
man.
And it gets on my nerves.
I get
all
it.
All they do is give me shots.
Also,
I get it.
Also, by the way, if you look the way you'd have to look for that to work, you're not doing it that way.
Right. I agree.
Almost
with that.
100% of those people are like, bizarre.
And also what the biggest problem I feel that was
to put
most,
that much emotional investment into like webcam.
And from
and
when
stuff.
I did Lisa's pod, I could see most of those guys were repeat offenders. That's the biggest problem where if I don't get a response, I'm not going to keep going and keep going.
Yeah.
You know, but there are these guys that for years have kept going.
And I can block them from 1,000 email accounts, 1,000 social media accounts. They'll find a new account. They'll set it up again and they'll try again.
And they go, oh man, I love this game of cat and mouse we play. It makes me so hot for you.
You just reminded me of, I told Shannon this story.
Damn, Lisa doesn't even give a shit about what you're saying.
I'm trying to retweet the link that we're on tonight now. I'm trying to handle. I'm handling
I think
Lisa
is 100% on board. What are you, crazy?
You know I'm on board. Always on board.
So I've told this part of the story on the show years ago. I was dating this girl. Big shock, she was Russian. And
shut your mouth.
I love Russian women.
At some point, she was definitely a little weird, right? Mm-hmm. And because this just happened when you said blocked, it reminded me of her. We were having seeing a movie at some. It was like a Marvel movie, so I was waiting for the credits at the end. You wait for the end credits, you know.
And you went. You think after the credits?
I do. I'm a total nerd with Marvel.
You go.
Movies,
do you think after the credits, Iron Man's getting vaccinated?
After the credits. Yeah, I never knew anybody did that. Oh my God.
Do you think the Hulk got Pfizer or Moderna?
It was before the pandemic.
I definitely think he got the J&J.
He doesn't care.
He's the Hulk.
So we leave one day and she flips out on me and starts saying how she knows I work with the Russian mafia and that I was going to try and sell her back to some people. And we were like freaking out. So I never spoke to her. Like she was obviously, oh, this girl.
She found
crazy.
Your file cabinet.
She found my file cabinet. And she starts citing, I remember that time on the subway when this happened. And so I was like, all right, I just cut ties.
Right? Yet.
And now.
Yet.
That was pretty good. This is like 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago. And then about 6 months ago, she reached out to me on Instagram and said, remember when you said I could move in with you? Which I never said, right?
You did, though.
I did not. No, I've never asked anyone to live with
Dude,
me.
Dude, shut
no,
up.
No, I never. And I don't even remember.
I gave you an HJ in a car once. You told me I could stay with you whenever
Well, that's different. You're charming. It's your bedroom eyes.
I gave you a Heej and a yellow cab once. You told me I could stay whenever I want to stay.
And then I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I blocked her. And then yesterday, as I was telling Shannon, she has a new Instagram account and she started liking all my photos again and DM me again. I had to block her again. So in a little bit of way, 1/1,000,000%, I know what she's feeling like.
It's so weird.
It's weird when it's constant, like over and over again. When you block them and they come back, it's weird.
She has been binge watching 90 Day Fiancé. You are her token to get here and stay here.
Maybe.
So she's shooting her shot with you.
Yeah, and she also gained like 85 pounds.
That's unacceptable. She gained what you lost.
Who?
Yeah, this girl. Her name's Claudia.
The one from?
The one that thought I worked for the Russian mafia to recruit women.
She saw your new bod and she regrets
pounds.
What
she
did.
She got big. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Before we go any further, are you a responsible adult over the age of 21?
Of course.
What are you? Hundreds of years?
Yes, I am 7,000 years old.
Even?
Seen it all, dog.
Wait a minute. See, even 7,000?
Wacky, right? Very simple and coincidental.
Did you do anything special? Like maybe stock up on Delta 8 for your 7,000th birthday?
Oh, I did. We partied so hard with the gummies and the vapes and the socking and the fucking.
You know,
but mostly the socking.
I thought the vapes.
And then also the vapes and gummies.
Because you do suck a vape.
Oh, yes. We partied. We sang. We danced. Delta 8 really rocked the house.
Can I ask one question, then I'll get back to the read?
Yes.
Is there a dance from these early 6,000 years ago when you were younger that you kept alive and did at the party?
Yes. The safety dance.
Wow. Is that old?
That's the one.
Holy shit. All right, so.
People didn't know that was a remake from 1000 BC.
Man. I don't know if that math works out.
Oh, it works out perfectly even because I'm 7,000.
If you want to get high, really high, like super duper legally high,
nice.
Go to yodelta.com. Wow, all of a sudden, the Delta vampire sounded like he was from the streets.
Want to come over and play video games on some Delta 8? I can only do it at night.
You have to be over 21, live in the majority of the states where this is legal.
Yes, that's right.
Go to yodelta.com.
There are some rules.
Stock up on Delta 8. It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and gets
get
you.
Get funked up, get funked up.
Very
get
high.
Get funked up, get funked up.
Is that the song?
Yay.
Yodelta.com, use the code GAS, get 25% off.
Children
once again.
For nothing high.
The promo code is GAS, get 25% off. And then get as high as this 7,000-year-old vampire.
How will they know it's an SDR show if the promo code is GAS? I'm worried about my paycheck.
All right, let's get back into it. Enough going down memory lane. We're here for a very specific reason. It is Halloween.
It's Halloweeny.
Well, Halloweenies.
9 o'clock on Wednesday.
That's exactly why. But this one specifically is for Halloweenies. we have the reigning champion from the last time we did this here to reclaim his title.
Wow. I wonder what the reign of cock champion was.
Well, now it's 2 years. I guess we didn't do one last year. Is it? Wait. Yeah, there was no
Did he get to carry the crown for 2 years?
Yeah, he got to carry the crown around on his dick.
I have so many questions for him. How many fucking car dealership openings and...
what kind of county fairs? It's
a very busy schedule for Mr. Halloweeny.
What's his PA thing?
Yeah, it's not easy.
He must have been loaded up. Laney, are you getting into the PA business?
So what we have
instead of Mr. Halloweeny around the country?
Mr. Halloweeny. I liked also
come see Bigfoot and the Gravedigger and also Mr. Halloweeny.
We can't use costume. Costume or we can't use costume also? I like the term.
No, that was what we called it the first time around. This time we switched to Halloweeny.
Okay, I like costume.
Costume. But that was last year.
Yeah, but it's fucking trademarked by, believe it or not, James Corden.
That is true. We don't want a lawsuit.
So random. That doesn't make any sense.
We don't want a lawsuit on our hands.
And that guy is litigious.
He's litigious. He is litigious.
Litigious.
As you know about him. Can sing a little bit and litigious. That's how people describe
him. Guy likes karaoke and four wheels. And this guy will just jam you up the ass in court for months. This guy will have lawyers.
It's well established.
So far up
it's
your
really
ass.
Well established.
It's all right. The weirdest fact.
So, Shannon, run down how we're doing this, please. I'm going to lay this on Shannon. I've been putting a lot of work on Shannon lately. I really feel bad about it.
That's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so, hold on, I'm just moving.
Also, Dylan, while you're here, can you get me a shot of Milagro, please, if you don't mind?
What's Milagro?
Tequila,
Milagro?
Silver tequila.
Whoa, I love it. You know, I don't
can
normally
I have some
get
too?
Three
to
shots
drink.
Of silver tequila,
and another
please.
Michelob Ultra, please.
And a Michelob Ultra.
I'll look at it. I don't know if I'll do it. Maybe one. I'll sip a little bit of it. I'm a little so, you know, I get violent on tequila.
Ooh, I like that.
I do
you're so
think
close
it's
to Jay.
More that one good, than good. One shot, though, all but right. I will say this. Yeah. There was a time in Vegas where I woke up and I decided to go through my phone. And I had a suite that was adjoining with like all my other friends. They were in their rooms and I called a meeting in my room because I saw these photos they were taking of me like choke holding some dude. Laney see me beat the fuck out of the dudes before. But like tequila choke hold was different. Like I'm on this guy like heel on his cock, like he's on a chair and they're just fucking photographing like it's nothing. And I said, the next time you let me have tequila, that shows me you're not my friends. Like you want to.
So no memory of those photos whatsoever.
Oh, none.
Wow. No. I've never been blackout drunk in my
life.
That's
a party I'd have walked out of early.
But that's when they give you too many shots. You've already been drinking and you've had too many other things. And so, yeah.
Bye. But if
oh my God, are we about to the accused Lisa Ann? I'll be in my room.
If Lisa Ann puts her heel to Big Jay Oakerson's balls, I will make my year.
Wearing heels again because you can definitely step on dudes' feet when they think they're going to get close to you and touch your butt. My new thing is just like I just repivot my shoe at the intersection and stomp it on the bones of their feet.
Ouch.
No. Plus it's cold outside, so I'm where I'm having one of those tight ball days where it's not a good step and set. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I got you. A little too.
When the seam's all
a little
tight.
Too close to this.
I like to say that seam is where God sews you up after he fills you up. Like he sews you up like a Build-A-Bear.
I saw something that
after
says
he fills you with Christmas cheer and birthday happiness.
Apparently,
thank you, Dylan.
That seam has something to do with, you know, we're all born as women and then we turn into men. It has something to do with that, it has where the female reproductive organs
no,
are.
No, still there. Sorry. Yo, Lisa Ann, why don't you cougar on Dylan?
Yeah. Is Dylan your type at all? Or is he too twinky?
Dylan.
Oh, Jesus. Now
how old are you, Dylan?
24.
He looks younger than that. He's a little twinky. Not saying that in a bad way. Nothing negative about this.
I bet he's got
a.
I bet he's got a thick Jewish dick.
I definitely
dick.
Say it's pink.
Yeah, he's also he has too much confidence to not have a big dick.
No, he's got.
So
a thick
I can
one for
see
sure.
that in him as well. The way he's like hanging, his body structure is like, yeah, he's got a nice dick.
He's swinging a hammer.
Yeah, but it's pink. As
is
well.
He? Could you see that he could be somebody that you might find?
So he could freestyle.
You might
a
wake
little.
Up to pictures with on
not
your
great.
Phone that you're unaware of.
He can freestyle a little bit, but not good. It's a lot of.
You know, at 49, you just don't do that shit anymore. It's sad, but true. It does happen.
Dan, please.
Take a little twirl for Lisa.
I really. And the skinny jeans, those shoes. I'm not sure.
And can I tell you something? His dick hair.
I'm not sure how I feel about those shoes.
His dick hair is the first batch he's ever had.
Okay.
It hasn't been.
I love that he's doing everything right now. He's taking his shirt off.
He's
not in the contest because the Beatles shirt.
He's got a Beatles shirt on. He's trying to have a Beatles
shirt. It's funny. You're so young that that's ironic that you're wearing a Beatles shirt. It's not like.
I have a Beatles shirt from a concert and he's wearing it ironically.
Can you lift the shirt up? I'd like to see the hair situation.
All right.
Okay.
He got some tattoo.
Is that one tattoo?
He's got another one. Okay.
Okay. Are they? What does this one mean?
Man, all of Dylan's Jewish landed on his chest and belly hair.
Thank you very much for the display.
My Jewish landed in my anxiety.
We're putting him in a folder in a just in case situation.
I'll tell you my one thing though. I didn't love the twirl. I felt that he put a little too much stompy.
He's a cutie pie.
A little too much stomping in the twirl. Could have been a little more fun twirl.
A little lighter. I'll teach you the twirl.
If you fuck
You're
Dylan,
right.
he's Dylan's dad's gonna break Dylan's arm with high fives.
Dylan would need to get 3 STD panels.
Done.
Do you not think he would do that immediately?
No, no problem.
Every 2 weeks for
Dylan,
weeks,
come in my mouth. I'm going to run the urgent care.
It's all been a ploy to get Dylan to come in jail.
I'm
going to
go spit in a cup over to urgent care. I'll handle this tonight.
You got to pee and give blood, bruh.
If
you can't
he
just
does,
spit in the cup.
All right.
If he did,
I'm still gonna go with cum in the mouth, piss in a cup.
This
no,
be,
no,
this
piss
is
sterile.
This is a very interesting study.
Lisa, please,
we're
trying to figure out medical stuff right now. Lisa, if you please.
Would you, if let's say Dylan took the initiative and said, "Hey, I heard what you said, and I just decided I took the initiative. I spent the last 6 weeks. I did everything that you need to do, and here's my file.
Here's
Start
the
training."
Thing. I don't think Dylan's making big bucks, so I would be pretty complimented if he spent that money 3 weeks out of 6 weeks to get these tests. I mean, mm-hmm. he's going to put himself out like about 140, 160 each. So he's going to put himself out some money. There's a lot of effort there.
He's not playing fucking guitar on the subway. He's got a job.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, but
like,
he works here.
He works here.
Can I tell you something right now? And I feel confident saying this. Ralph will pay for all these tests.
Oh, I would pay for them in a heartbeat.
Oh, my. Well, we are on to something.
Are you
Let's
kidding me?
Let's work out him paying for us to go on a date as well. We bring some cameras. Allie will shoot it.
I'm 100%. If,
can I tell you something right now?
Dylan
Dylan's got a girlfriend that he's dumping in a text right now.
One L? D-Y-L-A-N. Oh, my God. That just made me a little bit
By the way, I'm already committing to paying for every test, if that's what that means.
Lainey, this is fantastic.
Oh, my God. I'm looking, Dylan. She is moist. I've seen it.
We have a secondary operation happening here. This is fun. Let's
do
this.
Her labia are pruned like bath fingers.
Can we go anywhere?
You go anywhere.
Can we do like an activity like they do on the dating shows? Like we go to
fucking.
Like a pottery place. Oh. Maybe we go get massages.
I will cover an experience and a dinner date.
So fucking deal.
Deal?
Shake right. on it post-COVID.
There we go.
Damn, I've never been that kind of handsome.
Three tests, bro.
We start after Skankfest, because you're going to go away. We're all going away for Skankfest.
Blue balling them until after Skankfest.
How? It's going to be 3 weeks no matter what.
Fuck a bunch of bitches at Skankfest. Well,
I don't have to know a 24-hour virologist.
Skankfest.
The day after Skankfest counts down, and we get it started.
All right, I like it.
And then
it.
We're doing it. I'm telling you right now, it is not radio shtick.
This is really
We
fun.
Are doing it. All right, so now back to the Halloween.
No,
content.
Don't throw anal at him. He's young.
He won't know what to do with it.
That takes a lot more time.
Yeah, he won't know. He won't know what to do it. Shannon, give us the rundown.
Can I tell you something, Dylan? I've seen some big black dicks in that butthole, and I got to tell you, wait. Wait.
You know what, Dylan? He's just hating. Don't
hating.
Worry about it.
I organized the entire thing. I said, why don't you cougar on young Dylan? Hating.
You did organize it, but you didn't pony up to pay for it.
No, but I'll jerk off in the corner while you guys fuck.
We got a cuck in the house. We got a cuck, yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, where's my badge?
Cuck Oakerson.
Big cuck in the house. I love it.
All right, okay. Shannon, read us what's going on.
Okay, so there are 3 gentlemen here, Francisco, Eric, and Chino. They're each going to come into the room. They're going to present their Halloween-y costume.
Yeah, oh, I got to move in so they can get in behind.
What's happening behind our pictures? Is that Dylan's lab report?
It's just something spooky.
He's got a dead fish in his
scene. It's like Godzilla in the top right.
It's like dead fish and
a tadpole.
Slime. It's like dirty water from a tap.
Okay, that's sort of a button. That's sort of a button.
COVID, look.
All right, so continue.
So they are going to come in, they're going to present their costume, tell you a little bit about it, and then they'll leave, and then you guys will rate them on the boards in front of you.
Okay.
We'll note their score, bring in the next guy until all 3 guys are in, and then you will select who your winner is. The winner gets to accompany Lisa Ann at Monday Night Football at HQ, I don't know how to say it.
K-O-N-Y.
Okay, K-O-N-Y. Oh.
Which is every Monday night at
8 p.m. I'll also give him a book. I'll also take a ton of photos with him.
By the way, when you said I'll also give him a, I did not think the last word was going to be book.
Yeah.
You thought it was going to be
book. Let him stay in the other corner while we jerk off. You could jerk off in the other corner, dude.
I'll hire you a girl that gives you a handy. But yeah, that's what he went.
And you get $200 by
How
the way.
How dare you, Lisa? I'm spoken
200
for.
Bucks.
$200 in, for the winner tonight gets $200.
Yeah. He has to spend it at the club on Monday night.
Yeah,
at headquarters.
All right, so who's going to? And obviously, I think Francisco should go last. He is the reigning champion. And I would say to all the gentlemen that are hearing my voice, when you come in, go behind me. Jay, pull that chair as close to you as possible so it's out of the.
I don't have a pen.
Or behind you.
Oh yeah, Jay doesn't.
Jay doesn't have a marker.
We can share, but post-COVID, I don't know if that's a thing.
And then, so you're going to perform in the front of this camera here, like
spit
between
my mouth.
Me and Jay.
Do not give me that pen.
I will not.
Thank you. Give it to Jay,
up.
Please.
Only droplets.
Thank you,
Dylan,
soon to be Lisa Ann's date, Dylan.
D-Y-L-A-N.
Damn.
D-Y.
Can you sign right above his dick hair afterwards so we can get it tattooed there?
Fuck yeah, I'll take him for the tattoo.
Oh my God.
I'll pay for that.
No wonder so many
Lisa
men
Ann's
are
here
fucking...
now. She's not.
Dylan,
she left
sit
her
down.
Name
you hear
to
this?
Carry on. Remember the little walls you'd write on?
All right, so first...
Dylan,
who
no,
do...
I'm telling Dylan this.
What?
Dylan.
He can't hear without the headphones.
Dylan, off. If this happens afterwards, before the cooch juice on your nutsack dries, she's going to write, Lisa Ann was here, right above your dick fur, and you got to get that tatted on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay,
I knew
cool.
he would
That's
do it.
That's fantastic.
He's pretty rad.
He's a team player. All right, so.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. You guy's got a sick outside jumper, too.
Ooh. We
I heard, by the way.
We can shoot hoops at my place.
Someone said.
Here we go with this shit again. Lisa, no one wants you to come play basketball with them. We play aggressive men's basketball.
By the way, I disagree. I think every man there would love to see Lisa Ann play basketball.
Thank you.
We're just going to watch her play basketball.
Exactly. What else are you going to fucking do?
We're
I'm trying to get a
together.
Sweat. All right, Tom.
You say it like
to
it's
come.
A bad thing.
All right, well, everybody wants you to come play. I think we live close to each other.
I love Jay's argument was we're just going to sit and watch Lisa Ann play basketball. Like, that's a bad thing.
God, I want to see whose basketball court is better now.
Oh, all right, God.
Let's,
all right.
Let's compare.
Is it full court?
Half.
Shannon, who's going to be the first contestant?
I know where you are then.
Yeah.
Because I looked at because I had a full...
Who's going to be the first
contestant? We can just wait until next week to do this. We're halfway through the show. So first one up.
Oh, what? Because me and Lisa Ann are talking about our indoor basketball
Sorry
courts?
You guys have indoor basketball courts. All right, Shannon, who's first?
Okay, first up is Eric Todd. He's competed on the show before.
Via Zoom, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
All right. Not the same. All right, Eric Todd, what do you got for us?
Eric, oh, my God. Walk around. Okay. Can you get behind me? I hope you can.
Okay, and he's going to stand real close to you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's raise the. We should have got him the wireless mic, but it's fine. We'll, yeah.
That'll work.
There we go. All right, so you.
Hi there.
You have from South Park.
That is correct.
That is the. Is this Kyle's father? Stan's.
Yes,
Stan.
This is Stan.
Stan.
Yeah. Stan's father.
Randy March.
Stan's father, Randy March. When
Randy
he got
March.
The. The big balls from the microwave.
Yep,
correct.
Yep.
And you have the right.
Ralph, remember the seam I was talking
the
about?
Boots,
there
the
it
boots.
Is. Yeah, there's the seam.
Very symmetrical nut bag.
Yeah, pretty
Thank
good
you.
Nut bag. And yeah. Also, his penis basically follows a line of Stan. Like, he pretty much is behind Stan from top to bottom, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the shoes. If he
the
was really
in general,
yeah. Tool. If he had thought about it and he had played like bouncy ball music when he came in, that would have added a little extra punch.
Well, you didn't tell me how to put a performance together.
Well, I remember, by the way, Francisco last year came in with a whole performance. No one told him. He just did it
because he's got Latino
he
flavor.
I'm going to move my tequila away from his ball sack. By the way,
oh, do you have a thing? Okay,
yeah, I don't want to get it too close to his ball sack.
Do you wear this at any time in your normal life when you're meeting young ladies?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Are you?
Guess him every time.
And the response?
Get
is...
very close to the mic, please.
I think
guess
he
him
too.
Every time. It's fantastic.
Okay. Are you a big South Park fan?
I absolutely am.
Did you run through a few different designs and costume ideas, or did you know that this was what you were going to do?
We knew. We knew right away.
I have a feeling this was.
Yep.
This was in the bag.
This just popped in, and we knew it.
And then my last question, is there anything you think you could say or do right now to potentially sway the judges in your favor?
You want to touch them?
I don't.
No, but you do, though.
If you and I touch one ball sack each, I'll do it.
No, you go.
No.
Come on, same time.
I want to see this.
If we both do this, like pretend it's this, we both go boink, I'll do that.
That'll work.
Just pretend. This is amazing. This
and
is
only
if
you're doing it.
Stuff.
Do we have hand sanitizer?
We have tons of hand sanitizer.
Look, I got
Bring
some
it.
Right here.
All right, we just got to do this on each side. Boink.
Let's see who touches it longer.
I have lavender.
Oh, you see how you went from not wanting to doing
it. I'm like, if we're going to do it, go for it, dude.
Okay. You ready? We got hand sanitizer?
Yeah. Right there.
Who can tickle them longer?
Can you get it on camera? It's
cold
on
in here.
Okay,
you ready?
Right here.
You got to do this motion.
No, I thought we were doing this.
Nope.
You going this?
Wait, he said this.
I
you
said
say
this.
This.
You took it further.
I'm saying trace the nut with all five digits.
is getting rich.
That's really rough for me.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Wednesday up in here.
Well, oh, my God. It's a hard
thing. These are the kind of chances you got to take if you want to live in a building with a full basketball court.
All right. Well, let's this away
I'm only at a half.
You got to be willing to take these kind of leaps.
I'm ready to do it if you are.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got to put your arm out first.
I'll count. 3, 2
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Wait. 3, 2
Wait.
What's wrong, Shannon?
Wait, hold on. I don't have it all on camera.
I have a fucking hard on and everything right now. Come on.
Come on, dude.
She's a Zoom.
You just going to leave me with blue balls like this? Not cool.
Look, it's walking. I'm sorry. Hold on.
It's cold in here.
Ready?
This one.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
What happened?
Zoom it in. Dylan, you got
no, wait, are we supposed to ask him if... Oh, he said we can.
What? Other one.
Dylan just fell over a lens.
Other side. Other one.
He tripped over his own dick. How crazy.
What's happening?
That one, yes.
Did it break?
No, yeah, I can't move it anymore.
Okay, that one's good. Okay. All right, so special moment. I will do a countdown. Is everybody ready for that to start?
Yes.
3.
Wait, do we go? You're counting down.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going
3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah.
Okay.
3.
We go on the go.
On the go.
3.
3, 2, 1,
go.
2, 1, go.
I was going to just do it. I'll do it, but I was going to see if I could get you to do it without me doing
chickened
it.
Chickened out.
No, that's not chicken. It's not chickening out.
I fucking knew Jay was going to do that.
Listen, on my life, I swear I'll do it now. I was going to do it then. It was just funnier to me. If you did it, I was going to just be like,
I know, because I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah. All right. All right. 3.
Ralph knows I'll do it.
2, 1, go. I am so proud of the both of you. Here you go. Nothing against you that they want to use hand sanitizer.
Not one of those old 80s.
No judgment.
Can I get some fucking hand sanitizer? All right, thank you so much,
sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the additional touch.
Just give me a little squeeze, please.
Okay.
I have follow-up questions. Did it feel similar to what you thought it would feel?
I'll be honest. It felt like a little, but it felt a little harder than I thought, maybe because he's pulling.
His nuts are tight.
Yeah, his nuts are much tighter, maybe because of the...
It's chilly in here.
Chilly in here, or maybe because
he was... fever balls?
And he was pulling it back a little bit. Yeah.
Look at that, walking out into a standing O.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Or whatever Lainey calls standing these days.
That's nice. All right.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
All right, our next contestant, please, Shannon.
Can you just slide this way a little bit?
That way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, our next contestant.
I just worry they're not going to be able to get behind me, but we'll see.
Okay, next contestant is Chino.
Is that a camera lens, Paco?
I really wanted them to be fully
How
naked.
Does it take
I didn't know you were going
to
let them wear clothes to come in here.
We're happy that they're showing their ding-dongs.
Chino.
Chino, okay. You got to run around this way. Over here, right here.
What does Chino have going on?
I got super chorizo in the house.
I'll tell you what he doesn't have going on for sure. Wanting me and Ralph to tickle his
nuts. By the way, we forgot one thing, Shannon. Honey Bunny is going to remove the costume from the winner.
Okay.
Which is a little extra bonus. The hot little blonde that's been on the show a couple times.
With her mouth?
I think so.
Is this Honey
Bunny
really? Right here?
I was kidding when I said that.
Hi, Honey Bunny.
Yeah, she's a cute little girl over there.
How do you get a name like Honey Bunny?
Call her a cute little fucking
she's a cute
girl,
little girl,
dude.
She's
about to put a wiener in her mouth, you just said. Don't call her a little girl.
Oh, wow. What do we got here? This seems more very
cultural.
Homemade.
It's very cultural.
Ralph's too white to get what this is.
I think you should have. I think you should have cut the cape so it could have folded down on each side of the penis.
Also, I see none of the penis. It just looks like a sock over his penis.
Well, it's wearing a costume.
I get that.
But it's wearing a costume.
It'll feel like he's looking at me.
You want to see the balls?
I want to see something.
Yeah, yeah.
What can he tell? First of all, tell us a little bit about your costume, please.
Super.
Get right on the mic. Get very close to the mic.
Super chorizo, you know, he's ready for anything, anywhere, anytime, you know?
Oh. Super Latinx sausage.
Wow, I felt all of a sudden very white.
He has a lot of hair.
Yeah. Yeah, super chorizo.
Yeah. Super chorizo.
Super chorizo.
Yeah.
Okay. Couldn't be more shaved in actual life, though.
Yeah, 70%. All right, so yeah, is this a character, not to sound like an idiot, a character of your own creation, or is this something?
Of my own creation.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I wasn't, you know, missing out on some sort of big Latin culture thing that I was on. No.
Well, it's already, he trademarked it, so the comic book's coming out.
Don't run to the store right after this.
Oh, shit, the big lens.
And now, did you make this at home today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Last minute. And so those craft supplies are normally at your house, the eyes, all of
that
stuff.
Oh, no, my wife put that together.
And those are pipe cleaners for arms.
I said, put it together, baby. I don't know what I'm doing, but got to represent.
She's okay. A seamstress.
She is. The pipe cleaners are special. You can use them later for your bowl or your bong or pipe.
Yeah, there was googly eyes and pipe cleaners lying around. That's impressive.
That is impressive.
X-ray vision. Go in the junk drawer. There's some googly eyes in there.
Is this entire costume based on things that were in your house, or did you go out and buy anything?
99-cent store.
Okay, so that's how it would be more impressive if it was in the house.
Yeah, let's the hair honest. Thing is
why tricky. Would you just have pipe cleaners in the house?
Who the fuck knows, man?
I
junkies?
Do. Wait a minute. Okay, I have pipe cleaners because I use reusable straws. I use metal straws like sterling, like
I like it. Lisa
steel.
Ann is always on Team Ralph, it seems that way. And it makes
no,
so happy.
But
why
love,
is that, Ralph? Because you're in the turtle conservation now?
I don't want to kill the turtles.
Fall
but,
for Ralph's bullshit. So I use that. Lisa, sit here and fall for Ralph's bullshit. It's fine.
Wait a minute. Shit, Shannon. Oh, I guess we can do it at the end. We didn't give scores.
I'm already ahead of you.
Trying to be a friend.
She already scored me.
Trying to be a friend to you, Lisa.
I didn't score you. This is the number. Right. I don't want anyone to see what the other person had. So I have a note of who you are, okay. And I will.
I'm
going to
do
later.
The same thing. Hold on. Yeah. One,
super chorizo kind of makes me want to go outside and get some Mexican food.
Oh, there you go.
Stan.
A little tortillas, right? Some cheese.
Okay, I'm just doing it that
salsa.
Way.
Salsa.
Why are you just doing SC? Are you worried you don't know how to spell chorizo?
I didn't want to write out the whole thing.
I don't know how to spell chorizo.
C-H-O-R-I-Z-O, I would imagine.
You got it.
I think there's some other ways.
Probably
to spell
a little fancy letter.
Right?
Yeah. All right, now before we go to the next contestant, is there anything that Super Chorizo or yourself can say to try and sway the judges?
Tequila saves lives, all right?
Oh, I'm drinking tequila. That's a good statement. All right, thank you so much, sir. Thank you very much.
Tequila saves lives. We learn something and every day.
Sorry.
There's no like other round of this.
No, there's one round.
This is one round.
Yeah, one round. Oh, I think that I think the microphone just went in his asshole.
So I do have some questions for the two of you. I see that there wasn't a hands-on approach. It was because the ball sack wasn't showing.
It wasn't showing.
So that made a difference. Would that be, as a new judge... Does that affect my scoring system?
In the beautiful history of the Halloweeny contest, I would say that the more that you incorporate the cock and the balls, the more likely we're going to vote for it and be more apt to, you know, making a tactile experience.
It's kind of like Chop, then.
His
you want
wife
everything in the basket to
went
be used,
to a 99
right? On
cent
Chop,
store.
You know, you want to use everything in the basket. So you want to show everything in the...
I give him credit.
You guys are harsh.
He created...
You guys are harsh.
But on his strong suit, he created his own superhero.
Where do you find googly eyes last minute? Nah, fuck you guys. You guys are racist.
Okay, so you like the googly eyes. Yeah. They got you.
Oh,
got
I think he put some effort in. And I'm sorry
he
covered
his dick. I didn't say he didn't put effort in.
No, you act like he didn't put effort in.
I feel like you're reading into it.
How
why
dare you?
Why isn't Dylan in this contest?
Dylan, why are you not in this contest?
He's too busy taking his STD test for you right now.
Oh, right, I think the costume he wanted to put on only came in small.
Yeah.
I did ask all male members of the crew if they wanted to participate.
I pushed for three different guys here that all said no.
I'm a killer wingman.
And I thought $200 would get somebody to do it. But
I'm never going to have sex with Lisa. It's because she's not attracted to Christine. That's what I tell myself.
Right, sure.
I am attracted to Christine.
Oh,
right.
I love
now
it.
That's what you say.
I love everything about it.
But yeah, I guess I'm the problem.
But I think
Team
the first
Lisa
time
Ann.
We are together, it would be me and Christine. You can watch.
I'm not going to be honest with you. You might get a call this weekend. I'm out of town.
Oh, really? Christine's home alone? Come over. I'll cook for you, love. We'll watch some movies.
Oh, God.
I have a big chair we can snuggle in. It'll be fantastic. Where is she?
Dylan can watch.
I will spoil her rotten.
Yeah. Dylan, don't you watch.
She'll be happy when you get back. Dylan, we'll FaceTime you.
Yeah, I love it. I love everything about it. Okay, let's bring in contestant number three.
Okay, real quick. Do you want to see a little snippet of last time he was on?
Thank you. So this is from the reigning champion of the SDR Halloweeny, formerly known as Costume Contest.
Right, now, so he provided maracas for everybody.
Maracas for everybody. He came in with a song.
And he's naked.
He has googly eyes.
And he had googly eyes.
is it a bow tie?
You know the weirdest part? Ralph put
he also did a handstand at the end.
And he did a handstand. Oh, and he did a handstand. Oh, my God. He's doing a handstand.
Whoa.
And he's doing like gyroscopic motions in the handstand.
Wow. I forgot he gave us full butthole.
Yeah. This is impressive.
Wow.
I was wondering, in my mind, I was like, what swayed my vote?
I can't believe
vote?
You got him back there again. Was. Yeah, he wasn't booked for this night.
It was hard. His schedule as Mr. Halloweeny costume guy.
Oh, he's been out there. There's a Dick's Sporting Goods he's got to hit up tomorrow in Paramus, New Jersey. So if we can move this along.
But by the way, just in all fairness, part of our contract.
He's got a Borders Books and Music he has to cut the ribbon on tomorrow at 10 a.m.
He's going to Secaucus later.
Yeah. He's got a Don Roberts Chevy dealership he has to go to tomorrow.
He's cracking his neck in
there. He's getting already. All right, you're ready for reigning champion for the first year or 1 year.
I hope he comes into the song like the desert missed the rain.
Let's bring in Francisco. Oh, we got Pony going on. He doesn't hear it, though.
Yeah, he doesn't hear it.
He won't hear it unless you turn the speaker on in the room. That's the only problem.
It's on.
Is it? I don't think it's on in here. Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
I love that he needs music though.
Yeah, I think that the speaker on the floor.
He's gonna lap dance Paco.
Yeah, you can put this. There's headphones over here. He can't hear our music, but
I'll sing it.
Get to it, ride it, my pony, my saddle, waiting, coming, jump on it. All right, now he's moving towards Lisa Ann.
Okay.
Oh, he's getting up high. I give him credit for that move. Holy shit.
Okay, all right.
He's very hairless, like last time.
Very hairless.
Showing his buttocks.
Like
Dylan gets uncomfortable and immediately walks out.
Dude, sick dumper.
Nice dumper. I would kill for a hairless. Oh, look at this. Wait a minute. I'm not sure what I'm looking at here.
I know. Chicken with the head cut off.
Oh, you're looking at...
It's like Kilroy. Kilroy?
It's like a mouse.
Is it Kilroy?
The ears, the eyes.
It's a mouse. Or an elephant.
It's an elephant?
An Arabian elephant.
It also has a tissue in case it gets COVID.
That's nice. Yeah. He's wearing a mask. Is he wearing a mask?
Oh!
Yeah, he's wearing a mask.
He's wearing a mask.
Can you get over here?
Yeah,
Where do we find people like this?
Uncircumcised ding dong. That's something else.
Yes, fantastic.
You don't see
the magic of growing.
You don't see those every day.
We saw them a lot in the business.
And you know how you guys
say
that
every day. Don't answer for me.
If I was willing to do something,
you don't know what I do with the rest of my
close to this.
You give me 1 week a month.
You know how you guys said that if somebody was willing to do something to win the contest, well, my dick actually has eyes in the back of his head. So hold on.
Uh oh.
Oh, we're going to see.
Oh, my God. We're
going to
see.
All right. Uh-oh. All right. Okay.
There's going to be more for Lisa Ann.
Okay.
Aim it for Lisa. Oh, my. Oh. Wow. Whoa. Jesus Christ. That could have ended.
The way Paco had to jump up to get an aerial shot of his butthole was great.
I enjoyed that.
That picture right there is what that lens. That's why we spent that money on that lens.
This is fantastic. Where do we meet this fine gentleman?
So Francisco, can you describe a little bit, like we've been asking everyone, a little bit about your costume? You lost one of the eyes. It's probably in your asshole.
Yeah.
This is where I imagine where it's going to be.
Well, you know, I'm following COVID protocols. I'm following COVID protocols, you know, so.
Well done.
And is it an elephant? Are we right? That's the idea?
Yeah, it's an elephant. Yeah.
Could be the evil eye right now, too.
Yeah,
it's an elephant giving them.
It's an elephant
Malika.
Following social protocols.
Yeah, okay, I like it very much.
It's political.
It is. It's timely.
It's timely. Yeah. It's well thought out.
Francisco, do you grow no body hair?
Very little.
And how do you remove it? Because I don't see stubble from shaving.
I don't see any stubble along here or here.
I mean, I just trim it, but I just don't grow much hair.
How do you get rid of all that chest hair? What the fuck do you care?
I'm just really curious. It's so smooth. Normally when a guy shaves so much, it's stubbly. It's not comfortable.
Yeah, I feel like that's what happened with Dylan, but, you know, let's not worry about that right now.
I think Dylan has baby hair everywhere.
So I saw the last guy. He got his balls tickled. I was hoping I could get my dick kissed by both of you guys.
Not in
God, Ralph, you
okay,
said.
The mouth. This is a great.
Look at that. That's a great picture right there.
That's a great
can
photo.
I do this? I'll do this. Look.
Boop. You were supposed to kiss it one time when you lost
the
karaoke and you chicken out.
I could not do that.
Ralph, you already had his whole penis in your mouth.
Yeah, but it was with
whole. The foreskin.
He was wearing underwear at the time. Pull in my defense.
Out, man.
Wait! Please tell me. I need the truth here. What went down?
That was one of the things.
Oh, he lost. He had to put his. Yeah, but it was wrapped in something.
Underwear. His underwear was on.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, but we know each other better now.
He wants it touched. The first, first contestant got.
Oh, you didn't know Ralph came out of the closet? He told you he's been running.
Yeah.
just right here on the foreskin.
Oh,
the foreskin.
My God. There's nothing, there's
the,
no
the foreskin right there.
Maybe, how about this? If you guarantee Dylan a night with you.
Whoa.
Right there on the foreskin,
Ralph,
man.
This is how Weinstein started. This is how Epstein went down.
Exactly.
This is how Epstein
goes
down.
You're offering Dylan to everyone.
No, to you.
No, it's just you.
I'm saying if you agreed to spend an evening with Dylan, I would touch his foreskin.
Done.
Dylan.
But an actual physical.
You didn't say touch.
I did say touch.
That was kiss.
No, I never said kiss.
It was kiss.
Never said kiss.
It's just like any other body part, man. It's not a big deal.
I never said kiss.
Dude, it's not that big a deal.
Then you go first.
Yeah.
I'm not going at all. He says you.
I said I would touch the foreskin, is what I said. If she went on a date, a guaranteed evening of
romance
with Dylan.
We will set up a baby cam so that you can watch everything we do when we're hanging out if you kiss it.
I'm not kissing. There's no way.
You are a shitty wingman.
No words.
All the things I've done for Dylan today, and you can't kiss one dick tip.
No wordsmithing
okay.
in the world.
All right.
I sniff.
I'm glad I carved out some time on my day to do this. I only have to go home and pack for Cleveland tomorrow.
Touch the foreskin, because it is a different feeling.
Would you settle for a sniff if he just sniffs it?
I guess I'll deal with a sniff.
This is not getting anywhere near there. This part of me is not getting anywhere near that.
He has no dick cheeks, man. I washed it.
Spread your butt cheeks and put his dick between your butt cheeks. Hot dog and bun.
That, of course.
Hot dog and bun with Francisco.
I'm saying I would.
You know, Ralph tells me he cares so much about this show, but he won't even hot dog and bun or kiss a foreskin. Okay.
All right, look.
I don't care.
I'm saying again, if you agree to an actual evening with Dylan, I will touch the foreskin. If not, you're saying yes.
I agree.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. There we go. Boop.
Nah, it wasn't. No, right.
No. I was touching.
You got to go in the hole. Dude.
You didn't say. I didn't say that.
That's the only funny way.
I'm not doing that.
You don't care about Dylan.
I didn't say insert my finger into
Francisco,
the hole.
Francisco, I'll suck you off when the show's over for one
docking.
Night with Dylan.
Francisco, I love your spirit. I mean, you really are trying to keep this going, and you really do want Ralph to touch it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I touched it.
He owes me.
I touched it.
He owes me from the last show, from like a few years ago.
So he's been holding the championship for 2 years.
You owe him. Show
I know, so that really, if you think about it, I should be sucking his dick right now.
Dude, you want me to squirt sanitizer on your wiener before you hot dog?
I actually think I need a little after touching his fucking.
Not yet.
You didn't
earn it.
I touched it.
You didn't earn
barely.
This yet. You didn't earn this yet.
I have fucking tequila right here. I'll sanitize it like this.
What are you, fucking Rambo? You think it's a field?
That's good.
You did field medicine on yourself?
You're going to urinate on it next?
I'll do it.
He did not earn hand sanitizer,
I'm happy with it. All right, Francisco, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Dylan royally with that attitude.
I'm trying to get him fucked royally, by least
you weren't trying.
He's just so smooth. I'm like, there's no real arm hair. Like,
it's just like the ocean.
Oh, you did shave
under
it.
Like, moon,
but it's so smooth.
It's a honky-donky dookie coming for you. You got that hairless body that I honker to.
I like that you,
Francisco,
is so smooth
and therefore honk about it.
Did you work into the word elephant in there a little bit?
I don't think I did. It's very smooth, right? Damn.
Yeah, what is he?
Lisa, I ask you to please still consider my friend Dylan, even though Ralph does not hold up to his end of the bargain.
I think I did. I said touch the foreskin, and I did.
What do you want me to do with Dylan?
I would just like you to reconsider that not doing it just because Ralph doesn't play along and doesn't care about his friends.
Ralph is not a team player.
Will you still please consider Dylan for one magical night with you?
Oh, well, I want to be neutral, and right now Jay thinks I take your side more than his, so I need to know what your actual
just
side
so you
is.
Just, you know, Ralph's side's always wrong. It's always 100% of the time wrong. He lives his life completely wrong. But he runs.
Let me ask you this. Is your thing a young man like that, like a 20-something-year-old, to like rock
have
their
you
fucking
watched
their world?
Films?
I haven't seen in years. But is that like not film-wise. I'm talking about in personal life.
You know, I think this whole panoramic, as I like to call it, because pandemic is just so played out, really changed our perspective on random shit, right? Mm-hmm. There was a time where, yes, because someone like Dylan, he's never going to text me unless I text him first. Mm-hmm. He's never going to show up. He's scared to fucking death of me, which is ideal. And he'll never overstay his welcome. So, yes, there was a time where that was fantastic. Now we're getting back to that normalcy. I'd like to have that again.
Some more fucking just wild fun times. I'm going to go for a makeout with you right now, but I'm starting really slow and really far away.
And we'll see.
It's up now to you to do whatever you're going to
do. We'll see you an hour and a half.
Yeah. I move in a quarter inch per minute. Is it Ralph, is she moving closer?
Is anything
happening? Ralph, is her head sideways yet?
All right. So now, by the way, the very important time is the voting time. Keep in mind now, one of them is trying to retain his title.
Francisco. Mm-hmm. That's
we'll
Francisco.
Go through them. Our first contestant came in as Stan. We mm-hmm. touched his balls.
Yeah.
Our second contestant created a whole universe with Super Chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
Came in with pipe cleaners and googly eyes.
That's true. Hey, we know it's been a long year of COVID and postponements, but guess what? Skankfest is finally here. It's sold out, but I've got a chance for you to win some tickets.
You do? Don't we?
No.
Just you.
You were against this.
Okay, that's right.
Thanks to our favorite sponsor, Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. I also love buying everything in kilos. Now I ask for a kilo of everything.
A kilo of sugar?
Oh, scallions. It doesn't matter.
Shrimp?
Shrimp. Give me 1 kilo of shrimp, and no matter what it is, I open it up with my long pinky nail. Listen, they didn't only stay with us for the festival, but they've become a loyal sponsor of everything Gas Digital. Yo Kratom rules, and we've got tickets for you. So how do you win all-access passes courtesy of YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo? Well, you go to YoKratom.com, and they have multiple ways to win. 5 winners will get a pair of tickets to the festival, so that's already awesome. 1 lucky winner, though, is going to get a grand prize of 2 free all-access passes to Skankfest, hotel and flight covered by Yo Kratom, a $1,500 maximum value, and a free kilo of Kratom.
Kratom.
Yeah, I call it K. Free kilo of K.
That's because he's very. You're in the familiar. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You guys are probably new. A free kilo of Kratom. Sorry, boomers. So how do you win this incredible package? Well, you go to YoKratom.com/Skankfest for your chance to enter. One more time, thanks to Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo, for sponsoring Skankfest, and go to YoKratom.com/Skankfest for your chance to win tickets. All right, let's get back into it.
And stock up on that K.
Give that K. Yeah.
Our third contestant, who is the reigning champion, not only had googly eyes, but then he attached them to the back of his penis, kind of like the back of his testicles, and did a handstand. And then somewhere, those googly eyes exist in this studio right now that is going to be found at some point within the next year or so.
And their prize, remind everybody again?
It is going to be $200. Mm-hmm. It is going to be a night at Monday Night Football at HQ KONY, hosted by Lisa Ann every Monday night at 8 p.m.
You get a FaceTime for her and Dylan's encounter.
You get a FaceTime for her and Dylan's encounter. Lisa Ann has agreed to set
that. We're streaming the opening 5 minutes, everybody.
Set that contestant up. There will be some fun games and some sort of like sexy guest there during that night of the show. Then
okay.
We go there.
Magical.
And they get to retain the title of Cockstoomer / Halloweeny champion.
Mm-hmm.
Or take the crown for the first time.
Okay.
All those things. And
yes.
Finally, the victor has Miss Honeybunny come in and remove the costume, I believe, with her mouth. Is that right or no? No. I threw that out there. Not. But she will remove the costume in some sort of sexy fashion.
Okay. Honeybunny is like, what is happening
yeah,
to
Yeah, is that all right? I added mouth for no reason because I got upset that you...
Her labia minoris have Velcro on the inside. Yeah. She'll be able to pull it off.
I want to know, is the 200 cash or taxable income?
It's going to be through some sort of...
Cashier's check.
App, one of those
which
Venmo-y
is
things.
Really awful, because now that you know our I government mean, wants us to start having the IRS looking
I could
at our
run
accounts,
to the corner.
It's going
to
be
covered fives.
The fantasy football leagues. I'm collecting cash only next year.
I could
not
run to the corner
over
if it
fantasy football league.
If it would make the audience happier, I could run to the corner of the cash machine and give them cash.
That's cool.
I just want to know because
yeah, I'll do it if you put your tongue into his.
Why does my mouth
hole?
And tongue is everything about
just
what you're
saying? Suck Francisco's dick already.
What time's your flight to Cleveland tomorrow?
Ralph's dick time.
Not too early, actually. I think it's like 11.
That's not bad. JFK, right, so, LaGuardia?
I don't know. Okay. That's a Christine
you don't know?
Question.
Oh, wow.
Christine
really?
Handles that shit.
All right, so we got to vote now. Now, it's a scale of 1 to 5. Is that right?
1 to 10.
1 to 10. Okay. Thank so we're you. Each doing our individuals. We're going to do them. It's a hard one for me. 1 to 10.
I have a question.
How about just 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, no, that, sure. I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honey Bunny. Is her removing from Super Chorizo, are you guys aren't a couple, right?
Are they?
You guys are a couple.
Oh, she
They're
made
the, couple.
The costume. Oh, okay. Honey Bunny, you got the pipe cleaners.
That's fine. Okay, I was worried. I didn't know if they were just friends, so she might have hated taking it off of him. Now, I think it's too easy.
Right. Look, by the way, Francisco is checking his Halloweeny costume schedule on his phone right now. That's what he's doing.
But I do enjoy Super Chorizo.
Yeah. I like the folklore. Maybe there's a comic book in the future.
So we all do 1, 2, 3. We see who got the most.
I feel like you should do 1 to 10 because then it gives everybody
right.
more of a chance.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, okay, so up first is Eric, who did the South Park costume.
Okay, Eric, who did the first South Park costume.
And you guys touch his balls.
Yeah, let me think. Okay. What do I want to do here? I'm confused. Damn. I'm very confused. I don't like it. All right, I'm going with my gut. All right, I've made my decision.
All right, let's hear your score then.
Okay, so I want to wait till everyone's locked in. Is everyone locked in?
Hold on 1 second.
Wow, by the way, I've never heard that phrase uttered so sexually in my life. Jesus Christ, that's going to be... I want you to isolate that later. I'm going to put that on my fucking...
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go first. I'm confident enough that I'm going first. For costume Stan...
I don't know we need confidence here, but okay.
I'm giving a 7.
It's very brave.
That's what I gave Jay.
Stan, I gave an 8.
You didn't turn it around and show everybody?
Well, I put all the numbers
in. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we both did
that. Okay, and you're for Stan...
I gave a 6.
A 6. Okay. So that would be 7, 8, 6.
Oh, you found doll pants and... Okay.
We touched him.
Okay.
I tickled his balls. You know what? He's already the winner, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, that's really... That's why I gave him an extra point. Okay. So now for
I can't
super...
believe you wouldn't just lick Francisco's dick, dude.
I can't. What's wrong with me?
Just the side of
what
it.
What the fuck is wrong with me? My mother's going to be so angry with
you're
me.
You're gay because you think you're going to love it.
Now, Super Chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
You already gave... You both put your numbers in already.
Yes.
Can I just say, if you would have brought chorizo in small portions for all of us to enjoy while you did your thing.
Oh, that would have been great.
You'd have a 10 from me.
Can I tell you something right
saying,
now?
If you're going to use a food word and not bring the food,
until she
yourself.
Said it, I didn't realize how much I want chorizo now.
Right now, right?
And now I'm consumed. Let's wrap
so
this up.
So consumed. You get a 7 because you didn't bring the chorizo.
All right. That's it. You're Jay. You good? You do it?
I did a 7. Also, didn't even realize that that's mainly because lack of chorizo.
I was going to give an 8, and then I heard the chorizo and back to 7.
Look at that. Look at that.
Okay. Amazing. The meeting of the minds here.
Okay, and now the last one.
Francisco, your
Francisco.
Boyfriend. Your dreamboat.
All right. I'm going to have Lisa Ann go first this time.
So I really love everything that he does. You know, he brings the hairless body. He does some acrobats. He dances when he comes in. He gave me a little lap dance. I'm going with a 9, and the only reason I didn't give a 10 is because the only 10 in this building tonight is our friend Dylan.
Oh, shit, I thought you were going to say me and my running body, but okay. I'll go next. I also gave a 9.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm going to suck his dick later.
You're going to hear it at home if you don't.
Jay?
You're going to hear it right at home. I gave Francisco an 8. Listen, the guy comes, he brings it. He shows butthole.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not
I'm jealous of the hair level, by the
fucking
way.
Fucking dick. Right? I know his dick gets big.
I'm hairier than that.
Because he wouldn't pull it out that hilarious now if it didn't become a nice peg. And I just, you got to respect that.
Yeah. I agree.
I gave Francisco an 8.
All right. So, Shannon, can you tally up the scores, please?
Yes. So
we can't do the math.
Tied for second and third place is Eric and Chino.
Okay, give Eric and Chino a round of applause. Very good job.
Our winner and still costume / Halloweeny champion is Francisco.
Francisco!
Wow,
bring him on in. Yeah. And we got to bring him in with Honey Bunny.
Honey Bunny, you get to now remove his costume with aggressive slaps to the cock.
Let me slide forward. Honey Bunny's back. Honey Bunny, I think it's your third time on the show now. Come in.
Hi.
Work goes. Both of you guys walk around.
Honey Bunny, where are you from? You from the city?
Yeah, I live in Queens, but I'm originally from Florida.
Okay.
Honey Bunny back on the show.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
What part of Florida are you from?
It's a Lainey product, correct? Lainey brought in Honey Bunny?
Yes.
It's weird that it's Honey Bunny and her necklace says M, which is neither an H nor a B.
I know. You guys asked me about this before.
It's confusing.
I know.
Just let her live her entertainment life.
I think it's murder. I want to say it's murder.
Dig deeper.
Well, I say it's money, but really,
any
it's
rough relationships
personal.
Going on in your family?
All right, so why don't we, first of all, congratulations, Francisco. Honey Bunny,
thank you.
Why don't you give yourself a plug? Tell us a little bit about where we can find you and stuff as well.
You can find me at Honey Bunny BA on OnlyFans, Minivids, Pornhub, Instagram, Twitter. All those places. You just Honey Bunny
spots.
BA.
Okay.
And how about your new upstart cock costume company?
Cockstume? Why'd you add an extra syllable?
What does
syllable?
The BA stand for?
Badass.
Oh, shit.
Honey Bunny Badass.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to have Honey Bunny remove our new champion or reigning champion's costume. Can we get that on camera?
Make sure it's completely ready.
Yeah, for God's sakes.
He needs more tape.
Do, do I have to take this off too?
Take it all off, yeah.
With your butt.
With That'd my be butt? Impressive.
Yeah. Someone told me your butt can handle extensive knots.
Bow ties? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take it off slowly, okay?
Okay, ready? Let's do this. Taking the costume off, the mask off.
Yeah, the mask. It is no longer COVID safe. We are no longer following
We're no longer safe from his penis.
What is going on?
Wait, oh, look, he's taking off the googly eyes.
He only got one eye.
He's only one eye left.
He's boning up a little bit, Ralph, because he knows you're looking.
I got the eye.
Oh. Got the eye. Watching, okay.
All right,
okay.
So on behalf of everyone as a part of this, let's give the Honey Bunny and Francisco and the other gentlemen, Eric and Tino, a round of applause. Thank you so much. We got to give plugs and wrap this up. So thank you so much, guys. Thanks for being a part of this.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Francisco,
you so much.
Francisco, do a plug real quick.
Francisco, do your plugs. Also, we should let them all do plugs. But yes, Francisco, anything you need to plug?
Yeah.
Get right close on the mic.
So, you know, if you ladies need a stripper, I'm on the enhanceyourparty.com. I also wrote a book. If you guys know a literary agent, you know, it's hard to find.
You're looking for a literary agent for your book. Why would you not self-publish?
Well, I don't know. Like I want George R. Martin kind of money, man.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I self-published my book.
I self-published both my books. I love it. Just the accessibility to getting it, to doing things. Yeah. What is the topic of your book? Because it cannot be your penis.
It might be costumes.
No, it's a dating book.
Get close.
It's dating for sex, money, and love. It's just over the years. It's like a how-to kind of book.
Chance for the whole human race.
How to get yourself in this studio on a Wednesday at 9 p.m. That is a bestseller.
Yeah. All right, Francisco, thank you so much. All right, let's bring in Eric and Tino. Eric first, that's right behind me, right?
I think. And we farted till the end.
Your plug, sir. Oh, he's got the costume still on, for God's sake.
By the way, the pandemic special was amazing. The Halloween special with the scooters, I love so much. Like, I love South Park.
He doesn't work on the show, by the way.
You wanted a round two with Ralph's tickle fingers. Get back in there, Ralph. Do you even care about this show?
They're nice and cold now, so, yep.
Your plugs?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, ManyVids, Just for Fans. Eric with a K, T-O-D-D.
Fuck yeah.
All one word, Eric Todd. No underscores, no nothing else.
Nope. I mean, for Twitter, it's Eric Todd XXX.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And now thanks for Sonya for making this for me.
Thank you, Sonya.
Eric, didn't we win an awesome cum contest together?
Yes, they did.
Dude.
And Chino?
Chino, next time bring the chorizo.
Okay? Oh, and I forgot. I got to get the trumpets next time. I need the trumpet intro, you know, and I'll bring the chorizo.
Give them more time next time, Ralph.
You can find me at Instagram, Chinzino90, OnlyFans, HoneyBunnyBA, and same thing for Twitter, Chinzino90. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And let's thank Lainey for putting this together. Thank you, Honey Bunny.
Thank you, Lainey.
Mr. Lisa second and third place costume contest.
Once again, Monday Night Football at HQKONY. Every Monday night at 8.
By the way, Eric's costume was on with duct tape, and he just slowly and painfully removed it.
By the way, I didn't want to say
this, but Francisco, so hard you saw that?
Francisco's cock was bleeding from removing one of the...
Yes, he was having some irritation, something you learn when you do a lot of nude modeling and stuff. They want to put things on you. You have to know it's going to affect your skin. It's not for that soft skin.
Yeah, so you big leaguing him?
He may be out of commission for
doing
a bit of time.
You big leaguing my boy Francisco?
You can put a second skin on it to cover, but it's going to be a little raw.
Yeah, next time we need Lisa Ann in early to consult. That's
I will consult.
Lisa Ann, anything else you want to plug, please?
Just Monday nights, come watch the game with me.
Doing butt with her finger. I bet it's the first time it happens. He's
all
love
of
it.
My social media at the Real Lisa Ann. I have finally joined the world of fucking TikTok, so all the motherfuckers I blocked on other platforms can come and fucking harass me and treat me like shit till they get blocked here.
Let me get that down. The Real Lisa Ann on TikTok.
That's what it's about. You start a new platform, you're excited. No, it's just the fucking annoying as fuck people that you hated on all your other platforms. They show up first.
That's
first
great.
In
I
line.
Love it.
I think I'm not on TikTok.
I'm on TikTok. I haven't met any women yet on TikTok.
Yet.
Oh, wow.
They're shocking, right? Wow. All right. Thank you so much, Lisa. It was a pleasure to have you on.
Pleasure to do so. And thank you for being event.
90% on Team Ralph this evening, which makes me so happy. All right, Jay, your plugs?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'm going to be in Cleveland this weekend. This is live, right?
This is live.
So, yeah, Cleveland this weekend, everybody. Tomorrow through Saturday, 5 shows, Cleveland Hilarities. Skankfest the weekend after that, and then I have Syracuse coming up, Stress Factory, Providence, New Year's Eve weekend. And I said, I think Philadelphia, Thanksgiving weekend, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So hopefully we'll fucking pack those out. And then I think I'm going to be shooting, self-producing a special in early next year.
Awesome. Awesome deal.
In Philadelphia.
Shanoonies?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is.
Ding.
Thank you. We won't talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have people from all walks of life come on and tell their personal stories about their worst date experiences, the most memorable street fight they've ever been in, and any experience with the paranormal.
All right. And now Lisa Ann's next date. Dylan, you have anything to plug?
Lisa Ann, you can follow me at... at Dylan J. Negri. I'll say real slow for you. That's at D-Y-L-A-N.
She's opening up her Instagram right now.
Okay. Dylan, if you were awesome and he goes,
go.
Dylan, your D-Y-L-A-N. Plugs, you should have been like,
yes.
Lisa Ann.
J.
Letter J or the mm-hmm. word J? J, okay.
N-E-G-R-I.
Okay.
Yeah, J, you confirm that for me.
Yeah,
that's thank it. You.
Right, no. Overthinker and overperformer with
Lisa,
a black
Lisa,
heart.
As another old person myself, don't overread into it. Yeah. Just look at the pictures and
look at the happy little dances and stuff.
Don't listen to what he's saying so much. It's going to be very young sounding to all of us.
Yeah. It's super cute. When is your birth year?
97.
Sure thing, then. He is no longer Dylan. He is 1997. We never address his real name again.
I like it. That's the way to do it. All right. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast
you
on health and wellness, the Good Sugar Podcast.
You fucking minx.
Comes out every Monday. If this happens, by the way, I will be so fucking happy.
Oh, this will happen.
Oh, my God. You've made my year.
I have a boyfriend that I caught cheating on me this year that owns a bunch of restaurants in the city, so I eat for free forever. So we will go, because otherwise I would just ruin his life. I also got a Cartier watch and love bracelet out of the cheating scandal.
Dude.
So we'll take him there. We'll fucking eat all his food.
You're gonna eat for free from the guy who used to fuck her, dude.
Oh, so great.
That's so wicked.
Shannon, who's on the show Saturday? I forget on the Saturday episode. Do you know off the top of your head? I don't know. Look on the website, thestrshow.com, or on my Instagram.
By the way, Dylan, just so you know, she wants you to order all wrong. Be like, oh, the filet mignon,
the hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll order for
him. I'll take the filet mignon, well done.
Order. And she goes, oh, it's okay. He's young. He's never been here before.
I'll order for him.
Who is it?
Nina Bergman.
Oh, Nina Bergman from that new movie, Hell Hath No Fury.
Oh my
great movie.
God. Gordon Ramsay, you're going to be so jealous.
Lisa Ann, we'll let you pick a song for the song of the week. Do you have a song you'd like us to hear?
How far back can I go?
As like long as anything? It exists. Yeah, anything.
Let's do some Violent Femmes.
Oh, that's cool.
Fun.
You want to do Add It Up?
Sure.
That's a jam.
Yeah. Let's do Add It Up by the Violent Femmes. We'll add it to the strshow.com/playlist. Thank you, everyone that came out. Thank you, everyone that's a part of this. And we'll see you next time on the STR Show.
And I will play, but the day.
You've been listening to the STR Show.